Today's daf is 93. We were on the bottom of 92 B. Let's start again with the Gemara's discussion here about the miracles that occurred to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah when Nebuchadnezzar had built his idol in Bikatura and demanded everyone bow to it or on pain of being thrown into a furnace. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refused to bow, were thrown into the furnace, and they emerged unscathed. Tanur Rabbanan went in a brisa, Shisha Nisim Nasu Bosu Ayom. It's about six lines from the bottom here. Six miracles happened on that day. Be'eluhin, these are the six miracles. Number one, Safa Kivshan, the furnace floated up. Everyone could see that they were unscathed. Nifretz HaKivshan, the wall of the furnace collapsed. Everyone can see they were unscathed. V'humak Sodo, the foundation of the furnace collapsed, so everyone could see that they were not hurt by the fire because of all the tremendous heat. And the people who threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were killed by this heat. A fourth miracle, the Nepach Tselem Alpanav, the idol turned on its face. And the Nisrafu Arba Malchios, there were four kings that were helping out Nebuchadnezzar, they were all burned. And finally, what we had talked about yesterday, the Hechia Cheskos HaMesim V'Vikas Dura, on that day, the dead bones that were in the valley of Dura, Yecheskel brought them back to life. Kulu Gemara, this is all a tradition. However, Arba Malchios, the four kings that were with Nebuchadnezzar, that is actually explicit kra in a verse. Because the verse says, Nebuchadnezzar Malchus shalach lemichnash, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather Lachashdar Panaya, the dukes, Skanaya, the princes, Upachvasa, and the rulers. And these are the names. Adrugazria, Gedavria, Ditavria, and Tiftiyeh. So these four kings with their princes were gathered by Nebuchadnezzar for this, you know, big episode. V'chol shiltoni medinasa, and all the rulers of all the various kingdoms. Uksiv says that these kings said to Nebuchadnezzar, Itai guven Yehudain, there are Jews here that aren't bowing to this idol. Ksiv, and the verse says, Umiskanshin, Achashdar Panayas, Ganaya Pachvasava, Davrari, Malka, Chazion, Leguvni Le. And they gathered these rulers and leaders and dukes and spokesmen of the kings, and they saw that the fire didn't affect these people. But the four kings are not mentioned. Apparently the fire affected the four kings. It didn't affect Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, but the wicked allies of Nebuchadnezzar were burned by the fire. Tana Debei, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Elazar ben Yaakov taught a lesson. Afilu b'shas ha-sakana. Even in a moment of danger, lo yeshana adam esatz ben arbanu shalo, a person should not change from wearing his honored garments. Don't show any fear. You know, you keep acting as if everything's okay. Shenamar, that's what we find with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They're being taken out to be burned in a furnace. And the verse says, Badin Guvraya Ileich, these people of yours, Kfitu Besarvu Leon, they are covered, they're tied with their garments, with their cloaks, Pacheon V'Charbalason, and all sorts of garments that they were wearing. Even when they're being taken out to their deaths, they still are dressed well. And by dressing well, that shows that they weren't frightened. And from the fact that they weren't frightened and they trusted God, their opponents were the ones who were discomforted and frightened. Yeah, David, a question.
So when they came out of the furnace unharmed, the other four guys who sent them were burned?
That's yes, the four guys who were allies of Nebuchadnezzar, they were burned.
The four names that were mentioned there.
The four names are Adagrazaya, Gedavraya, Ditavraya, and Tiftayeh.
Okay.
These were kings who were allies with Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel.
And they were waiting outside the furnace? Or
they were with him, I guess. They were close by, yeah.
Rabbi, I think dressing in honor means they were wearing tefillin. And they came out with the tefillin.
Maybe. It says they were wearing cloaks. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught. Now turning to today's daf Tzadik Gimel. Gedolim tzadikim yosrim malachi asharis. The tzadikim are greater than the angels. Shenemar, as the verse says, that Nebuchadnezzar said. Aneva Amar, Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, Ha na chazei guvern arba shrayan mahalchim megonuria. I see these four people untied from their chains, walking around in fires. And I don't see them wounded at all. And the face of the fourth person, looks like an angel. So it sounds like, first he talks about Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. And then the fourth person is an angel. It means that the tzaddikim, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, are greater than the angel. At the moment when Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah exited the furnace of fire, Bo Kaluma Solom, all the nations of the world came, Vitafchlusonaim Shal Yisrael. And they hit those Jews. The Gemara doesn't want to say Jews, it says enemies of the Jews, but it means it. They hit those Jews who bowed. It hit the rest of the Jews who bowed to the idol, Al Pnaim, on their faces. And they said to them, Yeshlachem Eloah Kazu, you've got such a God who can, you know, take people out of fires. And you're betraying him by bowing to some golden idol that Nebuchadnezzar makes. So the Jews who had done this sin, they all opened up and they said, to you God is really what's right. And we have great shame on this day. What's the meaning of the verse? Amarti alebe tamar. I said I would go up on the date tree, Ochazab San Sinav. I would hold on to his San Sinav. So that means like this. God said, Amarti Elebe Tamar El Yisrael. I said I would rise in the Tamar. This is a reference to the Jews who are like a date tree. And God is saying they have lots of tzaddikim. V'achshav lo'ala biyadi ela sansan echad. But now it's not a whole date tree of tzaddikim. There's only one branch of tzaddikim. Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, the three who refused to bow and instead went into the furnace, but emerged out of the furnace alive. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, what's the meaning of the verse in the prophet Zechariah? Ra'iti alayla, I saw tonight, v'inei ish rochev al sus adom, and behold a man riding on a red horse, v'hu omed ben ha'adasim asher b'mutzula, and he's standing between the myrtles that are in the swamp. My ra'iti alayla. What does it mean? I saw tonight. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'afoch et kol ha'olam kulo l'alayla. God wanted to darken the sun and turn the whole world into one big night because the Jews are bowing to an idol. V'inei ish rochev. Ein ish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a man riding. That man is a reference to the Almighty Himself, to God. Where do we see God being called an ish? In Amar, as the verse says, Hashem ish milchama. Hashem is the man of war. Hashem Shemo. Hashem is His name. Al sus adom, on a red horse. Bikesha kadosh baruch hu lafocha ta'olam kulo ledam. God wants to turn the whole world into blood because the Jews are betraying him by bowing to an idol. But kevan shenestaku b'chanani mishael v'azariah. But once he looks at the three righteous prophets, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, who refuse to bow to the idol and are willing even to be thrown into a furnace, Niskar Radata, we calm down. Shenem, as the verse says, V'hu omeid bein adasim asher b'mutzulan, he's standing between the myrtles that are in the swamp. In adasim el tzadikim, the myrtles is a reference to the tzadikim. Shenem, as the verse says, V'hi omeid es hadasan, he was raising hadasa. In mitzulan, the swamp is bavel. Shenem, as it says, Ha'omer litzula, the one who tells the one living in the swamp in bavel, Charavi, dry up, v'nehorosayich ovish, and I will dry your rivers. And then the verse goes on to say that v'acharav susim adumim shukim ulvanim, and after him were horses that were red, that were white, that were weak red. So what does that mean? Miyad, once God sees Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, then Meleim Rogez, when he sees them filled with anger, Nasim Shukim, they become a light red, Vadumim Nas Hamaleim Rogez Nasim Shukim. Then those horses filled with rage become lighter. In other words, those who are red become light red. Adumim, and those who are a sign of guilt, Nasu Levanim, become white as in a sign of God forgiving. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa now said, in light of these psukim, if you have a dream and you see a white horse in your dream, Shmamina Susaya Chivra Mali Lechelma, it's a good sign. If you see a white horse in your dream, it's a good sign. It's a sign of curse being turned into blessing and being forgiven.
Rabbi, when was the date of Nebuchadnezzar? It was like
586 before the Common Era. That's when he destroyed the first temple. And then he was a ruler, as we learned in Masechta Megillah, for 40 years. Total of 40 years. He destroyed the temple in the year 19 of his rule.
So, and when was this, you know, the story is written in 600 years ago? How long ago?
No.
What do you mean 600 years ago? Hanani Mishana Zarya is 2,500 years ago. 2,500 years ago.
It's like 1,000 years in between, right? Between 500.
Oh, the Gemara? The Gemara is 1,000 years later. Yeah, the Gemara is the year 500.
So all these stories are written 1,000 years after the actual...
Or there were traditions, and now this is a record of what the traditions are, the added color commentary to what happened. So ask the Gemara. V'rabbanan lehechan azlu. Where did Where did Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah go after they get out of the fire? They don't get mentioned again. So where'd they go after that? What happens to them? The Gemara here calls them the rabbis because they always dressed in this honorable, with these honorable garments. In other words, Marsha explains that the same way we find with Daniel, that the prophet Daniel interprets a dream for Nebuchadnezzar in the beginning of the book of Daniel. And Nebuchadnezzar then appoints Daniel as one of his counselors. So if Nebuchadnezzar is so impressed by Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah walking out of a furnace alive, he should have appointed them to something. And yet we don't hear about them again. So what happened to them? All right, bunch of proposed answers. Answer number one, Amar Rav. Ba'ayin hara mesu. They died through the evil eye. Everyone looked at them and they were like, wow, these people overcame fires. So they caused an evil eye. And then they died. Proposal number two. Shmuel Amar Barok Tavu. And we said earlier that all the nations, they came to the Jews and they were so angry at the Jews. They said, hey, Jews, you have such a God who can do such miracles. You're bowing to our idol. What's going on with you? So all these nations spat in disgust. They spit. They spat spittle in disgust at the Jews. There was so much spittle, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah drowned in that spittle. It's a lot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan gave proposal number three. Alu l'Eretz Yisrael, they ascended to the land of Israel. Nasu Nashem, and they got married, Volidu Banim Ubanos. And they gave birth to sons and daughters. They didn't want to work for Nebuchadnezzar. So there are the three opinions here. They died in Ayin Hara, they died in the spittle of the critics of the Jews, or they moved to Israel and had children. Ketanai, this is really an argument amongst the Tanaim. Rebbe Lezer Omer Bayin Aramesu. Rebbe Lezer says they died through the evil eye. Rebbe Yeshua Omer Barok Tavu. Rebbe Yeshua said they drowned in the spittle. They went moved to Israel. They gave birth to sons and daughters. They got married. Shenamar, as the verse says, Shmana Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Listen here, Yoshua the high priest. Atavriecha Yoshua Lefanecha, you and your friends living before you. Kianshe Mofes Hema, for they are people of wonders. Ezoim Anashim Shnasulem Mofes, who are the peoples that had a wonder done for them. Hevi Omer Zechanani Mishael and Azariah, that's Hanani Mishael and Azariah. So apparently they're with Yoshua the Kohen Gadol. Yoshua the Kohen Gadol is in the land of Israel. That means that they moved to the land of Israel. All right, talking about some biblical figures. What about the biblical figure Daniel? Where did the prophet Daniel go when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah are thrown into the furnace? Why isn't he with them? I mean, he's not going to bow down to an idol. Amarav lemichra nara rabba b'tveria. If Nebuchadnezzar had sent him to the land of Israel to dig a big river in Tveria. Shmuel Amar Lasuye Bizudas Paspasa. He was sent to bring this weed, Aspaspasa, that's eaten by the animals. He was sent to bring the seed of this weed, I guess, back to Bavel to plant for Nebuchadnezzar's animals. He had been sent actually to Alexandria of Egypt to bring some of their hogs. They had great pork there, and Nebuchadnezzar wanted those pigs. And we'll see in a second that the Egyptians used to castrate those animals to prevent anyone from being able to duplicate them and have them in another country. So Nebuchadnezzar sent Daniel to bring these pigs over. Aini's Gemara says, that's so. V'artan went in a brisa to the Sarofe Omer. It's a whole discussion in Masechet Chulin about what's considered a blemished animal that's not going to live for 12 months. So Tudus, the doctor, said to the rabbis that even an animal that had its womb removed is not going to die. They said it's going to die within 12 months. He disagreed because he said, "Ein par v'chazir yotzal mi'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim," because in Egypt they won't allow out of Alexandria of Egypt a cow or a female pig. Shein chot chana'im shela, that they don't first cut out the womb b'shvil shlotet, because they don't want it to be able to give birth. So how would Daniel be able to bring out pigs from Alexandria of Egypt? Those pigs they had their womb removed. They're not going to be able to give birth to anything. Why would Nebuchadnezzar want such pigs? Oh, the answer is that Daniel smuggled out the small pigs. Zutri aisi below daita. He took these little weasels, these little pigs, without them noticing, these little female pigs, and he got them out. So that's where he was. He wasn't in Bikat Dura when everybody was put under pressure to bow to the idol, because he was busy bringing pigs from Egypt for Nebuchadnezzar to cultivate pork in Iraq. Tanar Abanim, we lived in a brisa. Shlosha hayuboso eitza. There were three people who all conspired, or three beings who all had the same idea to get Daniel out of the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar, God said, Nezel Daniel meyachut lemur b'sklusi esnatzel. I want Daniel out of here, because if Daniel's here, he's also going to go into the fire. He's going to be saved. People will not appreciate the virtue of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They'll say, oh, in the merit of Daniel, they were all saved. No, people should realize it was in the merit of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel Amar, Daniel had to leave. Amar Ezel Menachi said, I'm going to go from here. So lo likayim bi psilei Elohim tisrifun ba'esh. Because we see later that Nebuchadnezzar actually idolized Daniel. He used to bow to Daniel. So he had to be away, because he said, if I'm going to be around, there's a mitzvah to burn idols, so I'm going to be the one who gets burned, because I'm the idol of the Nebuchadnezzar. So it should not be fulfilled in me that the idol should be burned. I've got to be away. And Nebuchadnezzar, Amar, Nebuchadnezzar also had this idea to get Daniel away. He said, Yezel Daniel mehacha, Daniel should leave, because he knew Daniel would not listen to him to bow to the idol. Then he was going to throw Daniel into the furnace, then people are going to say, hey, you worship Daniel. People are going to say, what, you burn your god? That they shouldn't say that he, Nebuchadnezzar, burns his god in fires. Now, where do we see that Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Daniel? How do we know that he used to bow to Daniel? Because the verse says, Badin, then, Malka Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar. Nafal alapoi, he fell on his face, with Daniel skid, and he bowed to Daniel. Wow. Koramai Hashem Tzvakos, the verse says in Yirmiyahu, so says God, the Lord of hosts, okay, Israel, the Lord of Israel, El Achav ben Kolaya, to Achav son of Kolaya, not the king, El Tzidkiyah ben Maasiyah, and to Tzidkiyah son of Maasiyah, Hanibaim lachem bishmi lashaker, who prophesies to you in my name falsely, I'm going to hand them over to Nebuchadnezzar, who's going to kill them. Uksiv, the verse says, V'lukach mehem klala l'chol gualus Yehuda asher b'bavel emor, from them a curse will be taken to all the exile of Judea in Babylonia, saying, Yisimcha Hashem k'tzidkiyocha achav asher kolei melech bavel b'esh, God will place you like Tzidkiyah and Achav, that Nebuchadnezzar, that the king of Bavel, burned them in fire. Asher sar from lo namar, doesn't say that he burned them, el asher kolam. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rishim, Rishim, Yochanan, Melamed, Sha'asan, Kiklayos, he made them like klayos, like popped corn in fire. He burned them in a furnace. Yan asher asun of Allah Yisrael, since they did a disgusting thing in Israel, and they had marital relations with the wives of their friends. My Ovid, what was this terrible thing that they did? Azul Agabe Bratin and Nebuchadnezzar, these two wicked men, Achav Bar Koliyah, Ben Koliyah, and Tzidkiyah Ben Maasiyah, went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav Amala Achav said to her, Ko Amar Hashem, listen, I'm a prophet of the God of Israel, Hashmiel Tzidkiyah, and the God of Israel is giving you me a prophecy to tell you that you should go have marital relations with Tzidkiyah. And Tzidkiyah Amala Tzidkiyah told her, Ko Amar Hashem, I'm a prophet of Israel, of God, and God is saying, Hashmiel Achav, go have marital relations with Achav. So she told her father, you know, the Jewish prophets are saying I'm supposed to have marital relations with different Jews. So Amar Lo, he said, hey, Eloheim Shalelu Sone Zimahu, the God of the Jews hates marital relations that are not in the context of holy matrimony. So this must be that these are false prophets. Kiyasa L'gabach, when they come to you, Shadrinu L'gabai, send them back to me. Kiyasa L'gabach, when they came to her again, Shadrinu L'gabi Avua, she sent them to her father. Amar Lo, so the father said to these two guys, Man Amalachon, who told you to do these things? Amu, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, God told us. So Nebuchadnezzar said, V'achanani Mishael V'Azariah Shaltinu V'Amali Aser. I asked Hanani Mishael and Azariah. They said, God doesn't allow such things. He doesn't allow such marital relations. Amu, they said, Anan, Nami Neviyaka V'Asayu. Well, we're prophets just like Hanani Mishael and Azariah. L'didulu Amalu L'didan Amalan. He didn't tell them, but he told us. So Amar Lahu, so Nebuchadnezzar said, Ana b'ina divdiknichu k'yechidibetikinu l'chananya Mishael v'Azariah. So you know what? I'm going to test you the same way I tested Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah. So you know what? I'm going to throw you into a furnace. I threw them into a furnace. Let's see if you come out. Amar Lahu, they said, okay. Inu t'lasanav and anan trade. But you know what? It was Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah. It was three of them. We're only two. Tzidki and Achav. It's not fair. They've got more merits. Three prophets is more than two prophets. He said, okay, you can choose someone to come along with you. So they said, oh, we'll choose a big tzaddik. They said, Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Okay, we want the high priest. We want Yoshua the Kohen Gadol. They figured, we'll have Yoshua. He has so many merits. He's going to protect all three of us. But, Achat Yehu, Shadinu, so they lowered Yoshua down from Israel, and they threw him into the furnace. Inu Ikli, the two of them, Tzidkiyah and Achav, were burned. Yoshua Kohen Gadol, Ikrukumane, Yoshua Kohen Gadol, his garments were singed. Shenamar, that's what the verse says. Vayareini, yes, Yoshua Kohen Gadol, and he showed me Yoshua the high priest, Omid Lifnei Malach Hashem, standing before the angel of God. And it says, Vayom Hashem ala Satan, and Hashem says to the Satan, Yigar Hashem lecha Satan, Hashem is rejecting you, the Satan. Haloza Udn Tzal Me'esh, this is an ember saved from the fires. But he is an ember. An ember gets burned. That means he was singed somewhat. Amar Lei Nebuchadnezzar said to Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Yodana Tzedkayat. Obviously, you're a tzaddik because you came out alive and the other two guys were burned. Elamai Taima Hanyu Bachbur Tanura. But why were you singed a little bit? Hanani Mishael Nazari Lo Hanyu Buklal. Hanani Mishael Nazari, they weren't affected by the fire at all. Amar Lei, so Yeshua answered, Inut Las Avu Vanachad. They were three tzaddikim. They had a lot of merit. I'm only one. Amalei, and Nebuchadnezzar said, "Avram yachid hava," but Avram was only one tzaddik, and he comes into a fiery furnace and goes out completely unscathed. Answered Yoshua, "Hasam lo avu rishayim ba'adaya." Here it was just Avram; he didn't have wicked people with him. And so, since there were no wicked people, the fire was never given permission to start burning. But avu rishayim ba'adi. But with me, there were two wicked people, Tzidkiyah and Achav. Isyav rishusul enura. The fire was given permission to completely consume them, so it therefore also singed me. Hanadarmianchi is what people say. Trei Udi Yavesha v'chad v'tiva, when you have two embers that are dry and one ember that is wet. So the embers that are dry, Okdin Yavesha l'retiva, they burn even the ember of wood that is wet. So asks the Gemara, my time Yanish, why was Yoshua Kohen Gadol though really punished? I mean, this is an answer he gave to Nebuchadnezzar. It's not the real answer. Why was he singed? What did he do wrong? A little bit. Rav Papa said, Chayubanav nosim nashim shein nagunas l'kuhuna, because his sons used to marry daughters that are not a fit for the priesthood. They were divorcees, etc. V'lo micha ben, and he didn't protest against them. Shenem, as it says, Yeshua yalavush begadim tzoim. Yeshua was wearing dirty clothing. V'chidako shu Yeshua yalavush begadim tzoim. Is the high priest going to wear dirty clothing? El malami Chayubanav nosim nashim shein nagunas l'kuhuna v'lo micha ben. What it means is that his sons married daughters that are not a fit for kahuna. And he didn't protest. And the Marsha explains that the main difference between the Kohen and the rest is his family, who he marries. And so that's the garment. And here it was dirty. Who they married was not appropriate.
I'm sorry. At the time, there was no Beit HaMikdash. But yet there was a Kohen Gadol.
Apparently, he had still survived, maybe from the first Beit HaMikdash. Yeah, question.
Right.
Maybe because it's a verse of protection, right? But even there's the fire, an ember can emerge, and the idea of Kriyat Shema Shalamita is to be protected from all the dangers.
So Rabbi, this Kohen Gadol, his sons, they married the
women that they weren't allowed to. I'm Rabbi Tanchum. Rabbi Tanchum taught Darsh Bar Kapara Betzipori. Bar Kapara taught in Tzipori. My dechtiv. What's the meaning in the verse in Rus? That Rus tells her mother-in-law Sheisha Sora Moela these six barley beans. Nasanli Boaz gave to me my Sheisha Sora. What do you mean six barley beans? Dealing with Sheisha Sora Mamish. Chidarko Shel Boaz Lita Matana of Sheisha Sora. Is this what you give to a poor person? Just six barley beans? Ella, if you're going to say it means Sheisha Sayim, six measures. Six sa'a of barley. Can a woman carry six sa'a of barley? Is that normal for her to walk around with so much barley? Ella, he gave her six barley beans. What's the point of six barley beans? It's a symbolic act. Ramazla is hinting to her. Asidin shisha banim latzis mimena. She's going to have six sons descended from her. Shemizbarchin b'sheish brachos. And each of them are blessed with six wonderful advantages. Six wonderful qualities. Elohim, these are the six sons. David HaMelech, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. David, what were his six qualities? The Chassidus, it says, Vayan Echad Me'anarim. One of the young people, it's a reference to Do'eko Edomi, tells Shaul, Vayom, and he says, Hinei Ra'isi Ben Li Yishai Beis Halachmi. I've seen a son to Jesse from Bethlehem. And he has all these wonderful qualities. He's Yodea Nagain, he's a musician, Gibor Chayil, he's a mighty warrior, Ishmil Chama, man of war, Navon Davar, understanding matters, Ishtoar, man of good looks, Vashem Imo, and God is with him. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kalapasik Hazelo, Amar Doeg, Elablashon Hara. Doeg, he said this with very negative motivations. He said this entire verse of praise as negative speech to try to create a fight, to try to get Shaul jealous of David. So he said, Yodea Nagain, this is a young man who knows how to sing, Yodea Lish'ol. That means he knows how to ask great questions in Torah. Gibor, he's mighty. Yodea Lahashev, he knows how to give great answers. Ishmil Chama, man of war. Yodea Lisa V'litim Milchamta Shel Torah. He knows how to argue in the war of Torah to come to the conclusions. A man of good looks, Ishtoar, Shamar Panim Bahalacha, he can bring proofs to his opinions. Navon Davar, he understands things. Maven Davar, Mitoch Davar, he understands one thing from another. Vashem Imo, and God is with him. Shalacha Kemosa B'chol Makom, in every matter, whether it's the laws of purity or the laws of Shabbos, Halacha's always like him, he has God's help. So Bakulu Amaluhu, with all these advantages that were said, he asks good questions, gives good answers, knows how to fight in the matters of learning. Shaul's response was, Yonasan Bini Kamo, okay, no problem. My son Yonasan's just as good. But Kevin Darmaleva Hashem Imo, but once Doeg said, God is with him, which means Halacha Kamosa B'chol Makom, Halacha's like him in all areas. Milsad Bide Nami Lo Havibe, that was something that even Shaul didn't have, and he was a great master. Chalashdaita, he felt bad. Vikni Bey became jealous of David. Dibishol, Ksiv about Shaul, it says, Uvachalashar Yifne Yarshia. And wherever he will turn, he will fail. He never got the right halacha. Uvachalashar Ksiv, whereas with David, it says, Uvachalashar Yifne, wherever he turns, Yatzliach, he succeeds to get the right halacha. You know, in the Doekaya, how do we know that this Echad Me'anarim, one of these young men who talks to Shaul, was Doeg Adomi? Ksivach, it says here, Vayan Echad Me'anarim, one of the young people spoke up, Yuchad Shebenarim, that means the unique of the young people. Ksivach, it says elsewhere, V'shem Ish Me'avdei Shaul Bayom Ahu Ne'etzar Lifnei Hashem. And the name of one man from the servants of Shalom that day, he used to stop himself in front of the Mishkan to learn a lot of Torah. Ushmo Doego Adomi, his name was Doego Adomi, Abir Haroim, he was the mighty of the shepherds, the head of the Beitin, Asher the Shaul of Shaul. So the fact that Doeg is called Abir Haroim, so you see he was the most special of the young men. All right, so David HaMelech has six wonderful qualities. What about Mashiach? Mashiach, I don't know, he has six qualities. The Tzivit says, V'nacha alav Ruach Hashem, and they will rest on him the Spirit of God. What does that entail? Ruach Chachma uvina, Ruach Eitza ugvura, Ruach Das v'Yiras Hashem. So six qualities, Chachma bina, Eitza and gvura, Das and Yiras Hashem. Uksiv, and the verse says about Mashiach, V'aricho b'Yiras Hashem, and he will have a ability of smell of Yirat Hashem. Amar Rav Alexandri. Rav Alexandri explained. Malamed sheet ino mitzvos v'yisurin kirei chayim. God piled up Mashiach with good deeds, with mitzvos. And v'aricho means millstones and suffering. Like millstones, like carrying millstones, that he suffers a great deal and in that way atones for the Jewish people. Rav Amar Rav said another explanation, v'aricho, he's able to judge, to sniff people, and based on their smell, he judges who is right and who is guilty. The chesiv, as it says about Mashiach, v'lolam arei einav yishpot, he will not judge based on what his eyes see, but rather v'shafat b'tzedek dalim, he will judge the poor with justice. V'chiyach b'mishor l'anvei aretz, and he will rebuke with correct ways to the humble of the earth. Bar kuziva. Then Bar Kochba, we know there was this fellow, Shimon Bar Kochba, Bar Kuziva, he was the deceptive, false Mashiach, who rebelled against the Romans. Malach Tartin Shnin Upalga, he was a ruler for 2.5 years. So Amr Luhu L'Rabbanan Anam Mashiach, he told the rabbis, I am Mashiach. Amr Leh, they said, but Mashiach Siv Demorach V'Doim. It says about Mashiach that he can sniff and see who's righteous and who's guilty. Let's see if you can smell and be able to judge based on smell. When they saw that he wasn't able to do it successfully, katluhu, the rabbis killed him. Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, how do we know that they had the six blessings? It says about them. Asher ein bem kol ma'om, they don't have any blemish. V'tovei mareh, they have beautiful appearance. U'maskilim, and they are wise. V'kol chachma, with all wisdom. V'yodei das, and they have understanding. Umevine mada, and they understand science. Vasher koach bem, and they have the strength lamod beichel amelach, to stand in the house of the king. Ululam dam, and to teach them sefer books v'lashon kazdim, in the language of the kazdim. So they have three things, six things. Ein bem kol mum, they don't have any blemish. Tovei mara, they are good look. Maskim b'kol chachma, they know all wisdom. Yodei das umevine mada. Asks the Gemara, "May asher ein bem kumum?" What does it mean that they have no blemish? I'm Reb Chama. Afilu kriyvta de kusilta lahavabu. Even the wound from bloodletting, they don't have. They never needed any type of medical procedure. May, what's the meaning of asher koch bem lamod beichal amelch? And they have the strength to stand in the house of the king. I'm Reb Chama. Reb Chanina malamid shal yonzin as atzmi naschok. They used to force themselves not to laugh, uminasicha, not to chit chat, not to talk. Umenashena, not to sleep. Umaamidan al atzim b'shash and etzrachim and nekveim, and they would even hold in their urine when they had to go to the bathroom. Mipnei emas hamelch, because of the fear of the king. All right, talking about the king's household. The verse says in Daniel, Vayu bahem yibnei Yehuda Daniel Hanani Mishael v'Azariah. Amar Belazar kulan yibnei Yehudahim. Since the verse says they were from the sons of Yehuda, that means that they were all from Judea. However, Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Daniel Mibnei Yehuda. Daniel was from Yehuda. Hanani, Mishael, Nazariah, Mishael, Shvatim were from other tribes. It says about Chizkiah, the king of Yehuda, Mibanecha Asher Yitzu Mimecha Asher Tolid, and from your sons that you will have, Yikhu they will take, Vayusarisim Beicha Melech Bavel. They will be castrated eunuchs in the palace of king of Bavel. My Sarisim, what does it mean, eunuchs? Rav Amar Sarisim Mamish. They were castrated. Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were castrated by the king. Rabbi Hanina Amar, Shenistar Savod Azar B'Yameim, they castrated idolatry in their days, because once people saw that it wasn't good to bow to the idol, but it was good to be loyal to Hashem, people left idolatry. Rabbi Chanina Amar, what does it mean Sarisim? Look what we just said. That they don't have any wound when they came out of the furnace. But if you're going to say that they were castrated, what do you mean that they don't have wounds? They are wounded. They don't have any wounds from fire. Even the smell of fire they didn't have in them. So one pasuk is saying that they weren't damaged from the fire itself, they weren't damaged from the smell, from the smoke, but they were damaged by the knife of Nebuchadnezzar. If you're going to say that it means that they are going to, you know, castrate idolatry, and that's what the verse says, so says God to the Sarisim, those who castrate the idols, who keep my Shabbosos. El Manda Amar Sarisim Mamish, Mishtoi Krabik Nusi de Tzadikaya. If they were literally castrated, is the pasuk going to, you know, speak about their shame? So the Gemara says, well, listen, hava bahu. Even if they were physically castrated, they certainly castrated idolatry. So when it says sarisim, it's referring to the fact that they weakened the idols. Vishmalan amar sarisim mamish. I can understand if you say that they were literally castrated. I can say that's what the verse says. I'm going to give them a reputation in my wall better than sons and daughters, because they didn't have sons and daughters. But if it means that they castrated idolatry, my token banim banos, what do they have better than sons and daughters? They have sons and daughters. They had sons who died. I'm going to give them something better. My Shem Olam Etzin Lo Ashelo Yikares. I'll give him an eternal name that'll never be broken. I'm Rabbi Tanchum Darish Bar Kapar B'Tzipori. Bar Kapar explained Tzipori. What does it mean? Shem Olam Etzin Lo. I'll give him a name. That's a reference to Sefer Daniel, to the book of Daniel. Shenikral Shmo. Daniel has an eternal name because he has the name of the book is Daniel. So everybody remembers Daniel through his books. And now the Gemara says about books. Mechti, let's take a look. Almili de Ezra, Nehemiah ben Chachlaya menu. Most of the verses in the book of Ezra were said by Nehemiah. He wrote them. He said them. Nehemiah ben Chachlaya, my time, Eloikri Sifrel Shmei. So why is it called the book of Ezra? Why isn't it called the book of Nehemiah? Amr Bir Mibar Abba, Mimpeshir Zektovel Atzmo, because he credited himself. Shenamar, because Nehemiah said, Zachra Li Elokai Latov, remember this to me, my God, for benefit. David Nami Mimar Amr Haki. David said the same thing. Remember me, God, when you show favor to your nation. Remember me when you save. David, Rachmi de Kabay. David is asking God to save him. Nehemiah is saying, I deserve good things. Rav Yosef said another explanation why the book is called Ezra, not Nehemiah. Because he criticized the earlier one. Shenam, as the verse says, and the leaders who were before me, yichbidu al ha'am, they created so much burdens on the people, v'yikhu mehem b'lechem v'yayin, echad kesef shkalim arbayim, and they took for bread and water, you know, 40 silver shekel, v'yafal Daniel, shegadol mimenu siper, and Nehem even complains about Daniel who was greater than him. U'minal degadol mimenu, I don't know if Daniel was greater, t'chsev, the verse says, v'ra'isi ani Daniel levadi esamar ev, v'anashim esharayu milo ra'u esamar ev, אבל חרדה גדול ענף עולים ויברחו בהיחווה, ואנשים אשר יהיו מי לרוע סמראה מניע ואנשים, אמר רבי ירמי ויתם רבי חייה בר אבא זה חג הזכרי מלאכי, that these prophets were with Daniel, Daniel saw something and they didn't see, and Nehemiah didn't see certainly, and nevertheless Nehemiah thought he was greater than Daniel, so that's why he doesn't get the book named for him.